This is a WSMI podcast from the Tally Broadcasting Station.
We are underway here from Carthenville. Burley puts his foot to it. It is hauled in by Siglock at about the 5. Full head of steam out across the 35, 40. Siglock foot in the ground midfield. Cuts it back loose. 40, 35. Goodbye. Opening kickoff. Touchdown, Ethan Siglock. And Carl, I guess they're not adjusted to the speed quite yet.
There's where the speed definitely kills. That was a one heck of a return by Siglock, because he just never really slowed down, Tim. He just found a little gap and took off through it and made a couple moves, and he was gone.
We're going to call it 92 yards on the opening kickoff return for Ethan Siglock, and there's an explosive start.
How about taking 9 seconds off the clock?
It took him 9 seconds to run 92 yards. So now on for the extra point try. It'll be Taberzi to hold. Oh, it's a fake. That's Taberzi. He's going to rise up. He's going to throw the fade to the end zone with a dive. It is caught. The conversion is good. As over on the back pylon, they found Ryan Hart for the conversion. And just like that, Carthenville returns the opening kickoff for a touchdown, converts the two-point conversion. 9 seconds in, Carthenville leads Staunton 8-0. Back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WSMI. Barely had time to even get settled into their seats. And Ethan Siglock returns the opening kickoff for a touchdown. 92 yards on the return, two-point conversion good. And you can't have a much quicker start than that, Carlos.
You can't have a much quicker than that. That's as quick as it can get.
Well, now, if you're Staunton, be weary of the onside kick. Sounds like Darren Denise questioning the timekeeping.
He was fast. We won't deny it.
Short-range pooch, fair catch called for and made. Very smart play by the Staunton return man that time. That was Zach Painter, Carl. That's a live football, obviously, and it wasn't that far down the field, so the Cavaliers were coming in a hurry.
Right. I mean, if the team's not ready for those things, Tim, that ball usually will bounce, and you know what happens then. It's a free ball.
So the fair catch called for and made at the Staunton 38-yard line, and that's where they will start first and 10 with their quarterback, Sam Best. The fullback is Noah Partridge. The wingback is Ty Abernathy. The wide receiver, Evan Treckler, and the tight end is Keegan Ralston. We'll get you the Bulldog offensive line here. After this first down snap, Best will operate from shotgun, double wing. They will motion a man. That is Abernathy. They give it to Abernathy, and he will carry out across the 40 to the 42 for a pickup of 4. So they ran off that right side. Andrew Dustman, the right guard, 5'6", 150, a junior. Reese Girth, the right tackle, 6'3", 60, a sophomore. The left tackle, Cade Penrod, he's 6'2", 65, a senior. Jordan Snyder, 5'9", 245, a sophomore. The left guard, and Zach Young, the center, at 5'10", 200 pounds and a senior. Staunton gets 4 yards on the first down carry after the opening kickoff was returned 92 yards for a touchdown by Ethan Siglock. Best will motion a man. That is Abernathy. Puts his foot in the ground, slips, and he'll be down for a yard loss back at the 41. Put his foot in that turf, Carl, and it didn't stick.
A little surprising, yeah. Usually you don't slide on the turf near as easy.
This is the first turf game here for Staunton. Just underway, opening quarter. But if you just joined us, you've missed a lot already. Ethan Siglock, opening kickoff, returned 92 yards for a touchdown. And Carl, I think he might have made all 11 Bulldogs in the field miss at one point or another. Third and 7 facing Staunton now from their own 41-yard line. Double wing T for the Dogs, as Best, little hard count, almost had Carlinville coming across. Best, straight back, pressure, hit as he throws, and the pass is incomplete, nearly picked off by Carson Weiser, but Best was hit on the release, Carl. Not see the Cavalier who came unblocked off the edge.
Yeah, Cavalier linebacker came across the line, was not even touched by a lineman, and he had a free shot at Best. And Best got rid of the ball, but did not get what he would have had under it.
Might have been Zach Reels. He was all over the place a week ago. So Colton Robinson, Aaron Wills, Harrison Naputi, Kai Williams, Kyle Carricker on the defensive line. Reels and Ryan Hart are the linebackers. Ethan Siglock, Carson Weiser, Mason Duckles, and Charlie Kessinger are in the secondary. There's a nice high punt for Braden Buffington. Drives Carlinville all the way back inside the 15. Reverse handoff from Weiser to Siglock. as he's still on his feet, dancing around on the sideline, stays in bounds, and he is finally brought down, but not before he crosses the Carlinville 40 and gets out to the 41. And Carl Siglock is showing all of his shiftiness here in the opening minutes.
He definitely is. Dangerous punt and kickoff returner. Well, it's a beat Cavaliers. First offensive play.
So Staunton deferred, got the opening kickoff, ran back on him for a touchdown. Now they go three and out on their first offensive series. So here comes DeBerzy. Trip receivers bunched in the right slot. Siglock, the lone receiver up top. They will hand to Mason Patton, and Mason, a strong carry inside the tackles. He'll get out across the 45 to the 46 for a pickup of five. Carl, it's always a little different when you return the opening kickoff for a touchdown, and then your offense finally gets out on the field.
Well, you got an 8-point lead, and you ran your first running play. You
haven't done anything yet. Ethan Siglock's done plenty, along with the Cavy defense. Here's DeBerzy from gun on second and five. 9:40 for the opening quarter of play. Another handoff to Duckles, and Mason able to dive forward across the 50 down to the Staunton 49-yard line. That'll be a gain of five, and Carl, the times we've seen Mason Duckles, or excuse me, the times that we have seen tonight or during the season, Mason Patton, excuse me,
Patton, yeah.
He has the ability to always seem to be moving forward and falling forward.
Yeah, he's usually in the positive side of the running.
First and 10, Cavies, as DeBerzy operates from shotgun. It's Patton again, and he'll be shut down fairly quickly this time. First Bulldog on the scene was Ryan Gustafson. Down to the 46-yard line. It'll be second and eight inside of 9 minutes for the opening quarter. Two receivers on the right side of the formation. Two receivers bunched on the left side of the formation. Patton, the lone tailback. DeBerzy straight back in the pocket. He has all sorts of time. Moves to his right. Looks down the field. Still on his feet. Now he'll have to throw it away. Call great coverage in the secondary by that Staunton defense. Treckler, Abernathy, Best, and Buffett that had it all locked up back there.
Well, but Bulldogs defense comes up pretty big there, Tim. They got good pressure on DeBerzy. That's the key, I think. If you don't get pressure on him, the night's over right there.
He held the football for a long time back there and still couldn't find anybody. See if Staunton can dial up a similar defensive result here. Pressure up front, great coverage in the back end. That's how you attack an offense like this. So easy to say.
So easy, yes. Coverage is another factor.
Third and eight to DeBerzy. Going to roll to his left. Eyes down the field. Has a man caught beyond the sticks. That's a first down with Carson Weiser. As Weiser is inside the 30, down inside of the 25. They're going to mark him right at the 22-yard line. Called a gain of 24. First down for Carlinville. 8.5 minutes for the opening quarter. As DeBerzy brings Carlinville to the line. Weiser, the lone receiver, split out wide to the right. Siglock split out wide to the left. They will motion Zach Reels left to right across the formation. DeBerzy will hand to Patton. Mason makes the first guy miss in the backfield. Gets a face mask that rips him down. Almost took him right off his feet with a handful of masks. That'll be the 15-yard variety there.
Looks like it probably will be.
Patton had a hole, and all of a sudden he was horizontal.
Well, it's a 5-yarder.
So that'll move.
I guess he didn't hang on to it a long time. He definitely caught it well.
He got his money's worth for 5 yards.
Yeah. Must have released it awfully quick after that.
First and five for Carlinville at the 20. Weiser will motion out wide right. DeBerzy will hand to Patton. He's going to run right. Little stutter step, keeps it outside. He's got some green turf in front of him now. He's going to have a first down inside the 10, down at the 8, a gain of 12. And, Carl, that was great vision on that run.
Very good vision. When a running back can just stop dead on the field, he usually throws the defenders off a little bit.
It looked like he was going to cut it inside, changed his mind, bounced it outside, picked up the first down. It'll be first and goal for Carlinville. They'll mark it at the 7. Patton behind Taberzi. Taberzi will hand to Mason Patton. Lost the football, but he get on top. Staunton thinks they have it, but Patton comes up with it. No sense in hoping if you're Gannon Ewan. Lost 3 yards on that play. The second and goal from there. Officially marked at the 9. Two receivers left. Reels will motion right to left across the formation. Here's Taberzi. Little play action, rolling left, looking in zone. No, he's going to tuck, run, and he's going to find the end zone for the Cavy touchdown. More great vision there that time from the quarterback, Aiden Taberzi. He was looking to throw until he wasn't, Carlos.
And when you got a clean lane to the end zone, you just take it.
So for Taberzi, that will be a 9-yard touchdown run to make it 14-0.
Patton did a lot of the leg work there as he picked up 22 yards. And, of course, on one big receive and catch by Weiser, he also picked up 24 yards.
The Cavy kick is up, and it is short. No good for Mason Duckles. Came up short on the extra point. 7:19 for the opening quarter. Carthenville leads Staunton 14-0. You're listening to High School Football on WQSMI. 8 plays, 59 yards in 2 minutes and 51 seconds. A 9-yard touchdown run for Aiden Taberzi. The extra point, no good. Carthenville leads Staunton 14-0. Duckles has it teed up at the 40. It's going to be an onside kick. Duckles recovered it himself, but did it go 10 yards? If it went 10 yards, it's Carthenville football.
Yeah, it was really close. When he tried not to grab it until it went over that line, Tim, and I think he might. We'll see. The officials are kind of checking it out.
I thought he got it at about 9, Carl.
Yeah, I thought it 9.5.
Because the ball was kicked at the 40, so it has to be at midfield. I thought he caught it at about the 49.5.
Unless he wasn't touching it and was just ready to grab it. That's the only way he could have done that.
The officials are huddled up at midfield. Boy, for Staunton, Carl, this feels like a monumental call, doesn't it? And I think they are going to call.
Illegal touch.
That's what I thought, but then they pointed like it was Carlinville football.
Oh.
Yeah, so it's going to be Carlinville football. He did wait and let it go 10 yards. That was as close as it can be. So the ball will be spotted at the Staunton 48-yard line. Well, that's a tough one if you're the Bulldogs. Empty backfield to Burzy. He has to get rid of it in a hurry. Does so to Weiser. Carson now makes one guy miss. Makes another guy miss. He's loose at the 30. Oh, he's going to run through another tackle to 25. And he's going to be drugged down at the 5-yard line. A gain of 43 on just a little bubble screen, Carl.
Most of that was all Weiser as he did the break. Let him break about 3 or 4 tackles on the way down the field.
Drugged down at the 5-yard line. First and goal for Carthenville. I think it was Sam Best who caught him. 7 minutes for the opening quarter. They will hand to Mason Patton. He plows off right guard, shy of the goal line, down to the 2, picked up 3. So the Carthenville special teams, Carlos, they return the opening kickoff for a touchdown and now recover an onside kick, all in the first half of the first quarter.
I haven't got through half of a quarter yet.
They're just so well prepared week in, week out, year after year, these Carthenville Cavaliers. Hand off to Patton, and he will walk into the end zone for the Cavy touchdown. So Carthenville quickly cashes the onside kick recovery, 3 plays, and 48 yards later, it is 20-0. Carthenville comes at the 6:28 mark.
Carson Weiser with his 43-yard little bubble pass, which he pretty much had to do all the yardage on his own, and he did. He broke 4 tackles going down to the 5-yard line to set up that touchdown.
That was the play of the drive. Taberzi's hold is good. Duckle's kick is not short this time. He hit that one angry, Carl.
Yeah. I was going to say, we see him kick before. I've never seen him just be short, but one was not short.
He almost kicked it over the fence beyond the track. 6:28 for the opening quarter. Carthenville leads Staunton 21-0. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WQSMI. Cronville recovers the onside kick. Three plays, 48 yards in 50 seconds. Mason Patton plows it in from 2 yards out. The extra point from Duckles good. 21-0 Carthenville, 6:28 for the opening quarter. Duckles has it teed up at the 40 again. He will kick this one deep. It'll be hauled in at the 25-yard line. On the staunch and return out across the 40. As the return that time for Staunton went to Drake Rose. And the Bulldogs will get the football for just the second time, Carl.
Second time, and only have ran three plays so far, one incomplete pass and two running plays.
6:23 for the opening quarter of play. And if you're Staunton, you're thinking, what just happened?
I'll give Rose credit. That was what to do. Take that ball and just go as fast as you can and get some good field position.
They've had good field position in the two drives. Started at their own 38 the first time. They're on 42 now. They hand it straight up the gut to Noah Partridge. And Partridge runs hard out to the Staunton 45. We approach the midway point of the opening quarter. Gorgeous night for football across mid-Illinois. We've had a little different weather every week seemingly, Carl, but this we would take every single week.
Right. I think 2 weeks ago was really good. Wasn't it last week? It was hot again.
It was just a beautiful fall day all day long. Second and 6 facing the Bulldogs. They need the Carthenville 48 to move the chains. They will motion Abernathy. They will pitch to Abernathy. He's going to be hit at the line of scrimmage, maybe a yard beyond, and able to get a yard out of it up to the 47-yard line. Health will give him the 48. It's going to be third down and 4 for the Bulldogs. 5:15 for the first quarter. Nice crowd on hand here tonight. Senior night for the Cavaliers and the Staunton contingent. Well represented on the far side. All the bleachers they were given, they filled up. In the backfield, trouble for Staunton as that was Gannon Yu and hit immediately, driven back for a big time loss as he was going to be, maybe his forward progress stopped back inside the 45 at the 44. But Carl, he wound all the way back up at the 40. Now he's slow to get up as he got drove into that turf hard.
Yeah, that play just did not work. I guess it was a little inside reverse. And Cavaliers sniffed it out, hit him right in the backfield.
The Cavs were ready for it. So that'll bring up fourth down and about 8 for Staunton. They will have to punt for the second time here this evening. Siglock and Kufa waiting back at the Carthenville 20-yard line.
And this is always a dangerous time for any team when they're punting to Carlinville.
Buffington. Nice high kick. Good punt. Cooper will haul it in at the 20. He's going to fake the reverse, come right side, and he's going to put his foot in the ground and dive out across the 30 to about the 32. Carl, one of those Carlinville men on the return, you could see it. He was going to throw a block, and at the last second he thought, wait a minute, that's going to be a block in the back, and you could see him peel back. Well coached.
Yeah, the one thing we could say in some of the Carlinville games, they've been getting a lot of those petty little 5-yard, 10-yard holds here and there and done a good job so far tonight with just 1 5-yard penalty.
And you can tell, too, it's slowly eating at Chad Easterday. He does not like those pre-snap mistakes. Here's a shotgun snap out to Weiser. A little wide receiver screen. Made the first guy miss, then picked up a block from Kufa and gets it out across the 35. Down at the 37, pickup of 5.
And that should have probably been a loss of 2 as a Bulldog defender got to him in the backfield.
Bro, how many times did we say that during a Carlinville game? Boy, that could have been no gain or a loss. Instead, they got 3 to 5 yards.
And that's always the key, too, always getting that extra yardage.
Trip receivers bunched to the right for the Cavs. 2nd and 5, 4:15 for the first quarter of play. DeBerzy from gun. He's going to sprint left. Floated out to Siglock in the flat. Ethan has the first down and more. Turns the corner up the far sideline across the 50. Down inside the 45 at the Staunton 44. Gain of 19 for Siglock.
Timsey got two speeds, fast and super fast. It seems like he takes off after he catches the ball and someone's trying to tackle him. He's even faster.
And, boy, that really does give you a different level of speed, doesn't it, when you can shift it into
it seems like
extra gear. It does. We've seen enough explosive plays from him. Here's Weiser in motion, short motion. Now he'll come back to the right. Handoff to Mason Patton. Made the first guy miss in the hole. Ain't going to make the second guy miss, though. He's going to be down at about the 43. Sam Best came flying in there to help make the snap, or make the stop. Ball spotted at the 43, so about a gain of one that time for Patton. 3:40 first quarter. Second and eight now for Carlton DeVille. Patton the deep back to Bursey from shotgun. Three receivers right. They will motion Carson Weiser. DeBursey going to roll to his right in the flat. Catch is made by Duckles, and then he is stuck and stood up immediately. What a stick there by Jacob Dillon. Girl, that is how you tackle.
That's how you tackle. They don't gain any yards after they catch the ball when you tackle like that.
Duckle had a blocker out in front, but he never got to the blocker because Dillon stuck him and dropped him. Third and seven for Carlton DeVille. Trip receivers bunch to the right side. DeBursey from shotgun. Weiser in motion again, and Carlinville comes across. Excuse me, Staunton comes across the line. That's Dane Chrysler. He thought he knew the snap count, Carl. He did not. That'll be a free 5 yards for Carlinville, and it'll set up third down in about two for the Cavvy offense. Inside of 3 minutes for the opening quarter. Cardinal baseball right now, FM 106.9 and 92.9. Redbirds looking to make it 14 in a row at Wrigley Field for game two of the doubleheader. DeBursey rolling. Oh, what a move. Jukes inside, has the first down as he carries it all the way inside of the 30-yard line down to about the 27 for a gain of nine. Carl, there were two Bulldogs in front of him. They had the sideline secured. DeBursey just cut right and went straight up the field.
He's got two carries, 18 yards. So, like I say, very capable running quarterback. Carlinville hasn't always had that as much as just the great passing quarterbacks.
First and 10 for DeBursey and the Cavvies. Handoff goes to Jack Rouse. And Rouse still on his feet, dragging the pile down to the 20-yard line. An impressive 7-yard run for Jack Rouse. Just a sophomore. They just keep coming at you, Carl. Like, if you're suited up on the varsity roster for Carlinville, at some point in one of the nine games,
most likely,
you're probably going to have a chance to do something productive for your club. Second and three. Here is Rouse again, and this time Staunton has him shut down before he can get to the edge. Stop made by Hunter Booth. Lost a yard back to the 21. Next snap will be the eighth play of this Carlinville drive, a drive that started at their own 32-yard line. They've held the football for just about 3 minutes here on this sequence. Cavvies returned the opening kickoff of the game for a touchdown, 92 yards. Recovered an onside kick that led to a touchdown as well. 21-0, Carlinville leading Staunton. DeBursey from shotgun. Straight back, now he rolls right, throws short, catches made, and rumbling into the end zone for the touchdown is Ryan Hart. He caught that ball at about the 12, turned it upfield, and you could almost see a surprised look on the young man's body language. He couldn't believe no one was there. Turned it up and got the touchdown.
So Hart's first catch goes for a touchdown.
Not unusual
if you're a Cavalier.
Pena leading Southwestern 20-0 at the end of the first quarter. Carlinville Athletic Director Darren Deneve tells us. As DeBursey has his second touchdown of the night. Snap back for the extra point from Duckles. It is up, and it is good. Plenty of leg again. 65 seconds for the opening quarter. Carlinville leading Staunton 28-0. We'll back with the kickoff following these messages. Tim Eyes called the bar back here at Carlinville. Levi Ubelt back in our WSMI studios producing this action. We called Levi out of the bullpen late, and he got loose in time. Little onside squibber worked his way down the field, recovered there by Staunton, and they will take over first and 10 at their own 30-yard line. Well, Carl, I didn't realize until this afternoon when I was informed that David was gone tonight. I was shelling corn. He's like, did you get someone to produce the game? No, did not. Got a hold of Levi. He was still at the studio, and he was good enough to come in on Friday night and produce this ball game. So we're very thankful for Levi Ubelt back in our WSMI studios.
Definitely so. Hard to do it without him.
It doesn't work too good, does it?
I don't think it's possible.
Here's Sam Best from shotgun. Couple of fake ends around, and he should have handed it off as he's going to be sacked by Aaron Wills back inside the 25. Carl, they faked two different end arounds, but Wills did not bite.
Yeah, and you got to realize those Cavalier defensive speed, they're going to be in that backfield quickly, and that second fake didn't give him any time to move even.
It's about staying in your lane and knowing your assignment, right? And
yeah.
Aaron Wills knew his assignment, stayed on the backside, and got the sack. If he bites down on that run fake, Best has some room to operate out there. Ball marked back at the 25. Loss of 10 on that play. As Best running for his life in the backfield again. Going to throw on the run. Dangerous, but it is caught. Yes, caught by Abernathy. Just inside the 40. Looked like it might be picked off by Weiser. Somehow went right through his hands. And Abernathy on his knees makes the catch at the 39-yard line for a gain of 14. And that's how the first quarter comes to a close. After 12 minutes on your Friday night, Carthendale leads Staunton 28-0. You're listening to South Central Conference Football on WSMI. So as we get set for the start of the second quarter here at Carthendale, the Cavaliers lead the Staunton Bulldogs 28-0. Staunton has the football, 3rd and 6, after that wonderful pass completion from Best to Abernathy on 2nd and long. Here's a handoff going to Jacob Dillon, and Dillon going to carry out across the 40 to the 42, picked up 3, but he needed 6. It'll be 4th down and about 3 for Staunton. Cards Cubs right now, FM 106.9 and 92.9, game 2 of the doubleheader. Cardinals looking for their 14th straight win. And Carl, they got 3 in the top of the first, but then the Cubbies answered back with 2 in the bottom half. Bottom of the first still going on. Jack Flaherty has been taken out. He was only going to throw about 15 pitches tonight.
True, but still, this opened out as a good 15 pitches.
It was not. So 4th down and 3. The Bulldogs, nothing to lose here. Down 4 touchdowns already. Best will go. Shotgun snap away. End around handoff here is Dillon, and he's got room and more. 1st down, he's loose at the 40, at the 30, a foot race at the 20. Goodbye, Staunton, touchdown. Jacob Dillon, 4th and 3, and they busted it for the touchdown, 58 yards.
Well, not much had been going right offensive for the Staunton Bulldogs, but that play worked to perfection and got him the big 58-yard touchdown.
Jacob Dillon. And once he got to about the Carlinville 45, Carl, there was nobody that was going to get him.
It was kind of a slow developing play too, Tim, and I was thinking, oh boy, Carlinville's going to be all over him, but the line for the Bulldogs did a great job in protecting him.
Best will hold for the extra point. Cole Aberle for the extra point. Aberle's kick is up, and it is no good. Missed it to the right. 11:03 for the first half of play. Staunton strikes a 58-yard touchdown run for Jacob Dillon. Extra point, no good. Carthendale leads the Bulldogs 28-6. Back with the Staunton kickoff following these messages on WSMI. 4 plays, 65 yards in exactly 2 minutes. Jacob Dillon, a 58-yard touchdown run on 4th and 3. Extra point, no good. Carthendale leads 28-6. As it is teed up by Aberle, and he drives it deep, fielded there by Carthendale. That is Duckles, I believe, returning out across the 35, still on his feet. It's going to take 4 Bulldogs to finally drive him out of bounds. Actually, Jack Rouse on that return. Didn't know if he was going to go down at all, Carl.
Was out of bounds, just we'll call it quits, but sometimes those players just don't like to go down.
Rouse returned all the way out across the 40 to the 41. And that's where Aiden DeBerzy and Carlinville starts with 10:55 to play in the first half. Four receiver set for the Cavies as DeBerzy works from shotgun. He will hand to Mason Patton running off the left side, and he's going to be down shy of the 50. Nice gain on first down of 8 yards out to the Cavy 49.
Well, the Bulldogs have done a pretty good job against Patton. He's picked up 38 yards in this game and 10 carries, so they've been holding him under a 4 yard a carry so far.
Ball spotted at the 48. Second down and 3 for the Cavies. As Weiser will motion, they will hand to Patton again. Mason makes the first guy miss in the backfield, but he will not make the second and third guys miss as the Bulldogs swarming to the football right there. Braden Buffington and Hunter Booth were there for the stop. Picked up one to the 49. Third down and short for the Cavies. 10 minutes for the first half. 3 receivers out to the right side of the formation. DeBerzy from shotgun, Patton behind him. It will be Mason Patton hit in the backfield. The ball is out. Staunton says they have it. We will wait for the signal, and I think they do. The Bulldogs coming off the field. They have recovered the fumble of Mason Patton.
A little life brought back to the Staunton Bulldogs, Tim.
Big touchdown run, and then the defense forces the turnover. Now the offense back on the field. 9:45 to play in the first half. Cavies put it on the ground. Staunton recovers. Now we'll see if they can capitalize. Cut this lead in half. It was 28-0. It's 28-6 now. Best will work from short shotgun. Double wing T. They will motion a man. That was Dylan. As on the carry right side, Abernathy, and he is stacked up with the line of scrimmage. He fights hard for the 1 yard that he got. Carl, when you're trying to build something like Austin Scherfee is with Staunton, it's little things in games, right? How do you respond to moments? And there's just a little sequence. You get the touchdown, your defense comes out and gets the stop.
See.
Now we'll see if the offense can keep it going here. Second and 10 for Staunton from their own 49-yard line. Cavies attacking that line of scrimmage. Best going to throw. It's high, tipped around, and incomplete off the hands of Evan Treckler. And Carl, that was dangerous. It was just batting around up there.
Yeah, I don't think the Cavalier defender knew where it was because it's actually just hanging over his head as it bounced off Treckler.
That's got to be an unsettling feeling for a quarterback. It's got to be like in slow motion.
Mm-hmm.
And if you're the defender, it's like just moving as fast as it could possibly move. 9:02 for the first half of play. Staunton facing third and 10. They need the Carlinville 41-yard line to keep the drive alive. Double wing T for Staunton as Best takes a shotgun snap. Option pitch to Dylan in trouble. Big loss back inside the Staunton 45 at the 43. Loss of 6. And, Carl, that play was going nowhere from the get-go.
Yeah, it took them too far in their own backfield for one, Tim, and the Cavalier defense is across the line in a hurry.
Yeah, Best ran about 3 yards into the backfield before he pitched to Dylan, who was 3 yards behind him. Cavy stuffed it. Fourth and 16, and Staunton will have to punt. Buffington set to kick it away. Snap back to him is good. Another good high kick, almost blocked by Wills. Bounces high inside the 30. Takes a Staunton roll inside the 25. Still rolling the Bulldogs way inside the 20. And it'll be touchdown there at the 17-yard line. And that's where Carlinville will start, first and 10.
You can't beat that for a punt. It was so high that the return men didn't want to field it since it was going to be covered right then. Then you get the little extra roll on the bounce.
Well, Braden Buffington, all three of his punts have been high and really very good punts. Some of them have been returned because Carlinville's got some
dangerous
elite speed
return
back
people,
there.
Right.
Yes. So Carlinville starts now from their own 17 with 8:11 to play in the first half. DeBerzy going to sprint left. Throws down the field, caught by Weiser at the 25, and he's going to be escorted out of bounds. Now tackled out of bounds, but no flag. Out across the 25-26.
Flag on the other side of the field.
That had nothing to do with the play near side.
Wouldn't think.
Let's see what the signal's going to be. We really haven't had a lot of laundry on the field here in the first quarter plus. Still haven't seen what the signal's going to be. Maybe they're picking it up. No.
They're marking it off.
Marking it off, but I never – did you see the signal, Carl?
No. I'm thinking –
it's on Carlinville. They're going backwards. Back to the 11-yard line.
5-yard penalty?
Yeah, I never
illegal
saw –
illegal shift? Maybe.
Yeah, I never saw the signal from our referee. The signals have not been real clear, Carl.
No signals are clear tonight. Nope.
First and 15 for Carlinville. Tabersi straight back in the pocket now. All sorts of room opens up straight up the gut. Tabersi bounces off one tackle, still on his feet, and he almost got all that yardage back, Carl. Maybe a yard shy. Picks up about 14 yards.
A big running night for the quarterback. He's already thrown for over 114 yards. I wonder if he can run for over 100 in this game.
But I always think, Carl, that is what makes a running quarterback truly dangerous, when they don't run, but they can run.
And they can, too, yes.
Because all of a sudden you don't account for them, and then they're loose in the middle of the field. Here's a handoff to Mason Patton, running hard left, cuts it upfield, and he will be down at the Cabby 29-yard line, pickup of about 4.
Give him a first down.
Scores tomorrow morning, 7:30. Spotlight on sports here on WQSMI. Sports Saturday at 9:03. We'll talk with Staunton volleyball coach Janine Lusico. Big win over Pena last night. We'll talk with Hillsboro boys soccer coach Jason Burke. Picked up his 200th career win earlier this week. And then, of course, we'll talk to our football coaches, Chad Easterday, Joe Reed with Hillsboro. We'll catch up with Aaron Kuntz of Williamsville and Nokomis's Paul Watson, as the Skins will travel to Albion Edwards County for a game tomorrow. Sports Saturday tomorrow morning, 9:03, here on FM 106. That carries short to about the 34-yard line. Picked up 5, did the ball carrier that time. 6:45 for the first half of play. Carlinville got out to a 28-0 lead in the first quarter. It's 28-6 now. Tabersi rolling. Catch is made with the slide by Siglock. The first down yardage out across the Carlinville 45 to the 47. A pickup of 13. Carl, we've seen Tabersi make that throw a number of times this year. And Chad Ishide has told us on Saturday mornings that it makes him nervous when he rolls out like that and throws across his body. But, man,
he does a lot of them.
And he does it well.
And does it very well.
First and 10, Carlinville. Siglock and Weiser lined up left. They will hand it off. This is Jack Rouse, and Rouse crosses midfield into Staunton territory at the Bulldog 49 to pick up a 4. So we're seeing a little bit more of Jack Rouse than we've seen the last couple weeks early. Carl, just a sophomore, 5'10", 150 pounds. There's Mason Patton put the ball on the ground the last time. Never a good feeling as a running back. 5:50 for the first half of play. Second and 6. Here is Tabersi. He's in trouble in the backfield. Gets a nice block. He's going to throw it away out of bounds. Wise decision by Aiden Tabersi there. When the Litchfield-Greenville game tonight, Carl, that started at 6 o'clock.
Oh, it started early.
They had different senior night festivities, and that ball game started at 6 tonight in Greenville. The Comets out to a big lead on Litchfield. Third and 6 for Carlinville, 5:38 for the first half of play. Carlinville returned the opening kickoff of the ball game for a touchdown and set the tone. Staunton, though, trying to claw their way back. Here's Tabersi. Hands it off to Rouse. Hit in the backfield immediately. And look at the Bulldogs swarm to the football. 4 white shirts wind up swarming that time as the initial tackle made by Jane Chrysler. And that will bring up 4th down.
Another big defensive play by the Staunton Bulldogs as they Should hold them to a punt here, Tim. So they've achieved a couple things. Got a turnover, and now have forced the Cavaliers to punt.
Be the first Cavy punt of the night. Fumbled their last possession, punting it away now. Duckles, low, booming kick. Almost got over the head of Best. He hauls it in on the back pedal at the 13. Sam Best straight ahead out to the 30-yard line. And that's where Staunton will start, first and 10 with 4:58 to play in the first half. And Carl, when the opening kickoff gets returned for a touchdown on you, sometimes there's a bit of a shock factor that takes a moment to get over. That first quarter was just kind of a whirlwind for Staunton, but they've looked much better here in quarter number two.
No doubt, as they fall behind 28 to nothing, but have scored a touchdown. Also got a turnover and held Cavalier offense to a four down and out.
Best will hand it off straight up the middle. That is Partridge. He has a Staunton first down, carrying would-be tacklers out across the 40 to the 45, a gain of 15. When all of a sudden, Carl, Staunton has found something with their run game.
They look a lot better on the running game, but they have still had a couple of those plays that go for negative yards, which have killed the drives.
4:45 for the first half. 28-6 Carthenville. Staunton, though, trying to seize a little momentum here. Best will hand it off. Another big hole for Partridge. He has another Staunton first down. Down to the Cavy 45-yard line, a pickup of 10. Well, just good, hard, powerful running off that right side. Andrew Dustman, Reese Girth plowing the way forward for the Bulldogs. You see a little extra bounce now in the step of the Bulldogs as Sam Best brings them to the line of scrimmage. Play clock at 15, game clock at 4:15. Best will hand it off. That will go to Drake Rose, and Rose has nice yardage inside of the 40, down to about the 38, a gain of 7 on first down. Carl, when you can have those types of gains on first down, offense becomes a lot easier.
Yeah, your second and short is a very, very good play to have instead of second and long and third and long.
Staunton has been a ground team here in the first half, no doubt. Second and 3 for the Dawgs. Best. Sacked and brought down at the 45. Immediate pressure by Ryan Hart. Best had no time there.
And that's what's happened to Staunton's drives is quick, big losses. Negative plays have really killed him in this game. Best had a negative 10 before. And
negative 6 there. Third and 9. It's a long 9 for Staunton. 3:10, first half.
And you go from second and 3, looking good, to now a third and long, which he was trying to avoid.
And Sam Best walking towards the sideline, and I think he's going to use a timeout here as the play clock comes down to 3 and 2, and Austin Sherfy will take a timeout. 2:54 for the first half of play. Carthenville leading Staunton 28-6. The Bulldogs have 3rd and 9 when we come back following these messages on WSMI. Following the Staunton timeout, Bulldogs have it 3rd and 9. And Carl, after the Carthenville broke the huddle, Chad yesterday just kind of looked to the sky and shook his head. He is not happy with his run defense here the last few moments. Best from shotgun on 3rd and 9. Takes his time, a couple different motions. Handoff almost bobbled by Buffington, and he's able to corral it and carry down to about the 39-yard line. And, Carl, with that play call, the Bulldogs knew it was 4-down territory.
Yeah, you kind of think they have to be thinking that way.
So Austin Sherfy, in his first year at the helm of Staunton, Carl, he's been around the program, been involved with the program for years, and he bleeds the Bulldog red. He is all in on the Staunton football, and he is the right man for the job.
Like you say, it'll take time, though. Get those programs built up.
And that's the thing in this conference, Carl. When you get down, it's hard to get up.
Well, we got some consistently good teams in this conference, for one.
4th and 5 for the Dawgs. Best from gun, 2:49 for the first half. 28-6, Carthenville with the lead in the Cavies.
Well, they might have just done that. Ooh.
Colton Robinson came across the line off
that
his left end position.
That should be enough.
on 4th and 5. Now, the question, Carl, is, was it a long five? If it was a long five, it's still going to be 4th and short, because I look at the stick, and it looks like it's just behind the 40, and the first down marker is right at the 35.
Almost has to be a first down right at it. I mean, it's going to be within.
We know that marking the football is not an exact science by any stretch. Are they going to give him the first down?
And they got it right
on
the marker.
They'll give it to him. They'll give it to him. I'm just telling you, though, Carl, where that ball was marked.
Boy, it was like almost perfect.
I think it was a lace shy. But move the chains. 1st and 10 for Staunton. Knocked over my water bottle. Disaster. Here's Best. Hands it off. Straight up the gut. That is Partridge, and he is going to fight and churn. A flag comes out as Partridge was running hard there. He got down to about the 29-yard line, but a hold on Staunton.
And that'll take it all away because it's back beyond the line of scrimmage. That's where they mark
foul.
It off.
So it'll wind up being a very costly penalty on Staunton. Again, move the football all the way back across the Carletonville 45 to the 46.
So, yeah, they got 21 yards to go for a first down.
So they got 5 free yards and then gave 11 yards right back to Carletonville. 2:25 and running for the first half. Carletonville gets the football. Check that. Staunton will get the football to start the third quarter. Carletonville returned the opening kickoff of the game for a touchdown. Here's Partridge running straight ahead, hit immediately by Ryan Hart. Nowhere to go for Partridge there. Picked up 1. 2nd and 19. 2 minutes for the first half. And the clock is not the friend of Staunton right now, Carl. They have not shown
quickness on offense, so usually they're pretty much trying to, it's like they're a clock-eating team, which just makes sense. You want to own the clock, but, yeah, it makes it tough when you're trying to do the two-minute drill.
100 seconds for the first half. Play clock down to 10. 2nd and officially 20. Best will hand it off in the backfield.
Oh,
that
caught.
Is Dylan, and he's going to be thrown for a loss back at the 50. A loss of 5. And those long developing plays in the backfield, Carl, historically have not worked against this Carletonville defense.
You know, the quickness on the outside of the Carletonville ends and linebackers is usually catching up with them before they can get going.
Get going downhill between the tackles or outside quickly, but running sweep plays 10 yards behind the line of scrimmage.
And you're getting caught there, and then it's a good job by the running back just to get 4 yards of it back. So you lose 6.
Into the final minute of the first half, 3rd and 25 for Staunton. They will motion Dylan. Best going to throw, looking down the sideline, and that is intercepted. Picked off. I think that is Mr. Reels. Perhaps not. Nope, Carson Weiser. Carson Weiser with the pick. Comes with 42 seconds for the first half. And field position-wise, Carl, he would have been better off dropping that.
Yeah, he would have been.
But no kid in their right mind is ever going to do that.
Lose that. Well, you got to remember he's a Cavalier and he's a Weiser.
Oh, that's true.
If he caught intercepted, he might have returned it all the way. If he could have got away from the first defender.
Well, and that's what he was thinking,
yeah,
absolutely.
Bring it back.
He's thinking 6. 42 and a half seconds for the first half. DeBerzy rolls left. Throws out in the flat, catch made by Siglock, and he's going to dive out across the 45. Shy of the first down, so the clock will run. Carletonville will use a timeout. 33 and a half seconds for the first half. Carletonville leading Staunton 28-6. We'll come back with the final drive of the first half following these messages on WSMI. Following the Carletonville timeout, Cavvies have the football 2nd and 2 at their own 47-yard line. And, Carl, we know plenty of time for Carletonville to get down the field here.
Well, and they could even be looking at doing a quick out passes, and if it's open down the sideline, they can go all the way on one of them.
They have a play seemingly for about every scenario. 33 and a half seconds for quarter number 2. Empty backfield, shotgun snap to DeBerzy. Rolling right, throwing down the seam. Catch is made, bobbled around. What are we going to have? Staunton says it's an interception. 2 guys locked up with the ball. Completion, Carletonville. Let's see. The reception is going to belong to Jake Schwartz. Down at the Staunton 30-yard line, a gain of 23. And Carl, he went to his knees, made the catch, but then sort of a little bobble, and as he rolled over, Staunton tried to say that they had possession, but Schwartz was able to maintain and get a huge first down for Carthenville. Now the Cavvies will take a timeout to stop the clock. 28 seconds for the first half. It'll be first and 10 Carthenville at the Staunton 30 when we come back to Carthenville High School following these messages on WQSMI. 28 seconds to play in the first half. Carthenville leading Staunton 28-6. Cavaliers have the football first and 10 at the Staunton 30-yard line. Cards Cubs right now, FM 106.9, 92.9. And Carl, last report we had, Redbirds up 6-2. Tyler O'Neill, a three-run homer in the second.
Mr. O'Neill is having a big year for the Carthenville. Yes. Or for the Cardinals, there's no doubt about it.
The Carthenville Cavaliers have had a big year with Weiser and Siglock on the outside, and we'll see if they can do some damage here at the close of the first half. Empty backfield to Bursey, sprinting left, throwing end zone, looking, Siglock caught! Perfect throw, over the shoulder catch, touchdown! With 21 seconds to play in the half. Oh, man, that was pretty.
Perfect pass, right on target. Coverage by the Bulldogs was not bad, Tim. The
double coverage, and it was
they
good.
They were there, but he's got the height advantage, and the pass was just right over his shoulder.
A perfect throw will beat great defense
it does.
Every
well,
time.
There's nothing you can do on defense. Sometimes you can't have eyes in the back of your head, too.
Duckles on for the try now. Kick is up. It's low and just tucked it inside the left upright. 21 seconds for the first half. Carthenville strikes again. They lead Staunton 35-6. Back with the Cavvy kickoff following these messages on WQSMI. They will just take your heart out, Carl, and just stomp on it. 35-6, Carthenville. 21 seconds. Three plays, 61 yards. And a perfect touchdown from Taberzi to Siglock for 30 yards. So hard to stay up, I would think, and keep positive when they just come at you in waves. Staunton had the momentum for a few moments here in the second quarter, had the football down 28-6, but could not keep it going. Carthenville did. Here's an onside kick, took a real high hop. Otherwise, Carthenville would have recovered it. But the high hop found its way to the second level for Staunton, and it was recovered by Zach Painter.
Yeah, the Bulldogs is giving the Cavaliers all they could handle there for about a quarter, Tim, and then things went bad on one bad play by the Bulldogs when they tried to roll out and got lost big on a play. And then
after they had that long touchdown run, got the forced fumble, all of a sudden they were getting some chunk plays.
Big plays, yeah.
Then the penalties and the negative plays brought it to a screeching halt. 21 seconds for the half. Staunton will pitch with Jacob Dillon running left. Dillon's had a nice first half here. That's going to be a first down carry across midfield to the Carthenville 47-yard line. Well, Jacob Dillon has had a nice first half here for Staunton.
67 yards and just six carries.
10 seconds for the half. The clock will run now. See if Staunton can get another snap off. They're going to have to hustle to the line. The game clock at three. The Dogs are at the line. Will they get the snap away? 2-1. Yes. Snap away. Final play of the first half. Hand off to Jacob Dillon. Puts his foot in the ground. Has the first down. That's not going to matter. He's going to carry inside of the 30-yard line down to about the 29. We'll call it a gain of 18 yards for Jacob Dillon to close out the first half. So the Staunton Bulldogs got punched in the mouth early. The opening kickoff returned 92 yards for a touchdown by Ethan Siglock. And at the half, it is Carthenville 35, Staunton 6. It is time now for the Shelter Insurance Halftime Show on WQSMI.
Okay, onside or a pooch?
I think it'll be a
in-betweener.
A mid-range pooch. The ball fell off the tee to start, so Henry Kufa had to go pick it up. Mason Duckles said, Henry, go get that ball on the tee, would you? Or maybe it wasn't Henry Kufa. I think it was Carter Schwab. 44-11. Got to get my eyes checked.
It's a deep kick.
That is
a deep
kick.
How about that?
And it was Jake Eaglehoff with that deep kick. Someone just got blown up there, and that was Duckles on the return as Dillon carries it out across the 30. Well, that was a big-time lick. And, boy, if you're on the return team, Carl, that's what you dream of right there.
Except for the other end.
Not that end, yeah. Not the Duckles.
The Duckles end, no. The blocking end, getting the perfect block, yes. Well, let's see what the Bulldogs got.
They will start first and 10 at their own 32, and their field position has been relatively good,
yep.
good tonight. Cronville crowding the line of scrimmage, just daring Staunton to throw it over the top. Cade Pinron comes over late to right tackle, and now he moves quickly before the snap. Something was wrong with that play from the get-go, Carlos. Pinrod, I don't know if he was coming on the field late, but he got over to his right tackle position, basically
he getting
ready for the snap, and then he jumped.
His rhythm was definitely off.
Well, that's not the way Austin Chirfee wanted to start the second half with a false start penalty. It'll put him behind the chains right out of the gate here in the second half. Football back at the 27-yard line. Sam Best will operate from gun. They will hand it off, running here near side as the ball carrier has nowhere to go. Weiser just throws him to the ground. That was Gannon Ewan. That swarming Carlinville defense, just very rarely will you see one guy at the football. Picked up two to the 29. Carl, they had a variety of pork products here tonight for the fans. They had the standard pork chop, the standard pork burger.
You had them both, right?
And I only had the pork burger.
Okay.
Didn't have time for the chop, unfortunately. But they had a bacon pork
yes.
burger. I didn't get an opportunity to sample.
I should have went ahead and went with that. It can't go wrong.
I don't know how you could. Second and 13 for the Dogs. They will fake to Dillon. Note they gave it to Dillon. His Best carried out the fake beautifully. And Jacob Dillon carries across the 30 to the 34 for a pickup of 5. And Carl, Jacob Dillon has been a very impressive runner for Staunton here tonight.
Yeah, that puts him at 90 yards for the game. So he's been the workhorse for
just
his Bulldogs.
Junior. Just the junior is Jacob Dillon, 5'11", 170 pounds. Third and 7 facing Staunton. They need their own 42 to move the chains. Best going to try to run
he's
the option.
Trouble.
He's in trouble. Gets away from one man in the back. Now he's in all sorts of trouble. Swallowed up back at the 25. A loss of 9.
No, Best has good speed too, but this Cavalier defense just won't stop. Like you say, there's usually 2 to 3 players. That time I think there's 4 that went after him.
He got away from the initial contact but was not able to get away from the rest of it as he goes off the field, his left shoulder pad dangling out of his jersey top. Never the look you want for your quarterback. Fourth and 17 now for the Dogs. Braden Buffington will be set to punt it away. He will stand at his own 14-yard line. Kufa and Siglock waiting back inside their own 40. Snap to Buffington. Almost blocked again. We're going to get a roughing the kicker. As that was Aaron Wills.
That might have been
touched.
Kicker. Let's see if the official's seen that. I'm not sure if he danced over that ball or kicked it.
It was bouncing around back there at the 40-yard line. Either way, I think it's only going to be a 5-yard running into the kicker penalty. So it will not be enough for a first down.
Pretty good punt.
And Buffington's had some nice punts tonight.
Yeah, he's done a great job for Staunton.
Aaron Wills has almost blocked a couple punts tonight as well. That time, though, had he got the ball, running to the kicker would have been no problem. But he missed the ball, caught the kicker. It's a 5-yard penalty. So that'll move the football to the 30. And Staunton will have to punt it again.
Yeah, that's a tough coaching decision there because you're taking a chance just having to punt, period. He actually had him, what, back by the 40?
About at the 40, so we'll see
if it works out
where it winds up.
But you know you got dangerous return men, for one.
Scores tomorrow morning, Spotlight on Sports at 7:30. We'll run down week 5 of the high school football season, get you caught up on all the action from across the state. Spotlight on Sports tomorrow morning, 7:30. Sports Saturday at 9:03. A full show for you. We'll talk with Carlinville coach Chad East today. We'll talk with Hillsboro boys soccer coach Jason Burke, picked up his 200th career victory earlier this week. We'll talk with Hillsboro football coach Joe Reed as well. Catch up with Williamsville coach Aaron Koontz. They're still the defending 3A state champions. We'll talk with Paul Watson as Nokomis gets set to take on Albion Edwards County tomorrow. And we will talk with Staunton volleyball coach Janine Lusico as they had a great win last night over Pena. Always a battle for the top spot in the South Central Conference. So that's all for you tomorrow morning. Sports Saturday, 9:03 on WSMI.
Is this the longest five-yard penalty in history?
I think Staunton changed their mind.
Oh, I didn't know he was allowed to do that.
After thinking about it, Austin Sherpy said, wait a minute. No, we don't want to punt it again. So it'll be Carlinville football where the punt came to rest at the 40. And, Carl, that makes more sense.
Kind of thought that was a way to go, but it was about 10 minutes out of our lives just marking the ball all the way back down the field.
And we have seen some slow marking of the balls this year. But you know what? We are in such an official shortage, they can take 6 hours to mark the ball. I don't care. I'm just glad they're here.
Got a whole crew, too.
Here is Patton straight ahead. Not much there.
Yeah. Bulldog defense has done a very good job against the Cavalier running game tonight.
You know, the final score of this game is most likely not going to be very pretty for Staunton, but they have done some really positive things here tonight when you're talking about trying to build the program and get certain markers in place. Toughness, physicality, not backing down on the road against a team like this. Taberzi spun one way, goes the other way now, gives it off to Reels in the flat, and Zach Reels will be ridden out of bounds at the 44-yard line. Tackle made there by Pete Jackson made that tackle.
Uh-huh. He's been a good player for years.
He's going to run out of eligibility one of these days, but it ain't this day. 8:55 for the third quarter. Third down and five. Carlinville needs right at the 50 for a new set of downs here on this beautiful turf field. CHS in big red lettering right at midfield. The Cavaliers soar through the heart of the sea. Here's a handoff to Weiser on the end around. Looking for blocking. He got it, but it was an illegal block. The flag comes out. Weiser got the first down, but this is going to come back for holding on Carlinville.
And the hold will be back at the line of scrimmage, or even worse, let's see, about right at it, I think.
Carl, that hold was so obvious, even I saw it.
Yeah. So that.
And that has been one thing, Carl, through the first 4 weeks and now the first 2.5 quarters of this game, Carlinville has committed more penalties than we're accustomed to seeing.
Well, officially, that's only their second since they took away that last one, or refused it. So they've done better this game at this point. But, yeah, they'd have a flurry of them too, Tim. It's like a total stoppage of play sometimes.
The last few weeks, there was a lot of pre-snap penalties.
A lot of pre-snap, 5 yards just, and jumping off sides. They did that several times.
We haven't seen really the pre-snap penalties here tonight.
They've done overall a pretty good job. That's another hold, though, on them.
Third and 20. DeBerzi straight back in shotgun. Plants, throws short. Catch is made by, I think that was Siglock. He's going to get out across the 35 to about the 36, and the Staunton defense will hold and force a Carlinville punt.
Not only hold, but hold very dramatically with a fourth and, 15 left on them.
So a chance now to get their best starting field position of the night. Duckles will stand at his own 25 for the Cavvy punt. That's Sam Best back there to return for Staunton. He will rest at his own 30. Duckles kick. It's a low kick, but it's angled away from Best. It's going to hit at the 35. Takes a great Cavvy roll inside of the 20. Great. And Best just has to let it go all the way down to the 15, where Eaglehoff will touch it there.
So the special teams for the Cavaliers continue to come up with big plays, this time on a punt.
They always talk about, no matter the level of football, you know, it's a three-phase game. And a lot of times, you know, you think about the offense, you think about the defense, and the special teams as an afterthought. Not here at Carlinville. It's front and center.
It set him up well today. Touchdown on a kickoff return.
think about all the hidden yard. If you do special things properly, all 90. The hidden yardages, right?
There's 90 yards on the kickoff.
And there's this punt that instead of maybe starting at the 50, they're starting at their own 15. Hidden yardage that never shows up in any formula. Here is Best. He will pitch to Jacob Dillon. Looking for blocking. Not really going to find the blocking, but he just puts his shoulder down and plows ahead out to the 19 for a gain of 4. Carl, sometimes as a tailback, you just have to put your head down and go.
Get whatever you can get.
7:15 for the third quarter, 35-6. Carthenville with the lead. That was our score at the half. Both teams have punted the football here to begin the third quarter. Double wing tee for Staunton. Carthenville blitzing,
and
they jump.
5 yards. Boy.
Had three different Cavaliers came across the line that time. And I tell you what, Carl, Sam Best must be working a pretty good hard count with some good inflection points because he's had Carlinville coming across a couple different times. So that'll move the chains, automatic first down, or a free first down, I should say, with the 5-yard penalty. That'll put the football right at the 25. Evan Treckler will split out wide to the right for Staunton. Double wing tee for Staunton, as Best will work from short shotgun. Snaps away. They tried to hand it off to Buffington, and he's blown up in the backfield. Nowhere to go as Colton Robinson, Johnny on the spot, throws it for a loss. Back to the 19, a loss of 6. Another major negative running play.
Yeah, just looking quickly, there's been like 9 negative plays where they've lost not only a yard or so, but up to 10 yards. So that's really been their Achilles heel as far as their running game. But still a good day by Jacob Dillon. He's pushing that 90 yards in this game.
Second and 15, halfway through the third quarter.
And again, the lineman jumped again. But the lineman also jumped.
Yep, that got his own offensive lineman that time. So that'll cost Staunton 5 yards. That's going to move the football back inside the 15. They're going to spot that ball at about the 11. Second and 20. Staunton needs their own 35 now for a first down. Ball spotted at the 15-yard line. Read the yard marker wrong, Carl. Hard to find.
In trouble. Help.
Best blasted for the blind side. Fumble, scoop, and score for the Cavs. Best never saw it coming, and Jake Swartz picks it up and rumbles in for the touchdown.
Another blind side blitz, and wow, he did not see any of that coming at him. And he took a hit and knocked the ball free.
That was a big time hit. That score comes at the 5:30 mark of the third quarter. Makes it 41-6. Duckles now on for the extra point try. They wanted a different football out there for the extra point.
A kicking ball.
The old kicking ball. So Sam Best blasted for the blind side. Ball came out. Schwartz scooped it up and scored. Now Duckles for the extra point try. Snap back, hold down. Mason's kick is up. Plenty of leg, and it is no good. Missed it wide to the left. 5.5 minutes, third quarter. Carthenville leads Staunton 41-6. You're listening to High School Football on WQSMI. Aaron Wills with the strip sack. Jake Schwartz with the scoop and score. 41-6, Carthenville.
Well, not much offense the second half, Tim, but boy, have we had some big defensive plays now.
It was like with Carlinville, though. We're talking about the special teams.
And special team plays, too.
And then their defense can get you as well.
There's a little pooch kick.
A little mid-range. And it took a funky little hop, checked up like a wedge, and Staunton had to just dive on top of it at about the 32-yard line. That was an emergency dive that time. But able to get on top. 5:29 for the third quarter. Staunton will have the football here at their own 32-yard line. They went three and out to start the third quarter as Sam Best brings the troops back to the line of scrimmage. Another tight running formation for the Bulldogs. Carlinville will crowd the line of scrimmage. This has been a point of attack game. Best will pitch it right to Abernathy, and Abernathy able to get out to the 35-yard line, picked up three. Good closing speed by Charlie Kessinger there.
A little more of a safe play that time. It's quick hitting at least, and you don't have that time delay in the backfield.
You can't spend a lot of time in the backfield against this Carlinville team.
It's burned the Bulldogs several times tonight.
The slow developing play in the backfield does not go well.
And no not double reverses.
No double reverses. No, take that one out, Carlinville week. Second and six for the Bulldogs. Sam Best from shotgun will motion Dillon. He will hand to Jacob Dillon, and Jacob Dillon is brought down shy of the 40 at about the 39. Aaron Wills with the stop there, and Dillon ran into Wills and just kind of went down.
94 and gaining. Real close to that 100 yards for the Bulldogs.
5-minute mark, third quarter, third and three facing Staunton from their own 39. Bulldogs are huddled up. Play clock at 13. Hadn't really thought about that, Carl, but we just don't see many teams huddle up anymore. Good old-fashioned huddle.
They usually go to their arms and read a book.
Here's Best. Play clock at one. They just got that snap away. Handoff straight at the middle,
start.
Shy of the line to gain. They handed it off that time to Drake Rose. He needed about three and got about one and a half. Out across the 40 to the 41. It's going to be third. Check that fourth in a long yard.
Kind of hard to say, let's not go, is it?
Got to go.
Why not? Cavaliers, were, like I say, where they start on the field doesn't seem to matter anyway, so the best way to handle them is keep the ball yourself.
Talking about program building, come on, boys, give me a yard. Little confusion for Staunton on the formation. Now they're lined up. 2 seconds on the play clock. Snap away to Sam Best.
Oh,
hand off to Rose. He's got the first down at the Staunton 46-yard
line.
The
ball
came
though.
Out at the end. He got up with no ball, but the official quickly says he was down, and I think he was.
Yeah, he got up, and I didn't see where the ball was at all, so I was wondering, well, maybe he did lose it.
Little things for Staunton, though, right, Carl?
That was a good game there.
Fourth
yeah.
and a yard on your side of the 50.
Against good defense, made it. Key play.
3:40 for quarter number three. 41-6, Carlinville with the lead. Staunton here trying to get something going. Best from shotgun. Full house backfield for him. So he will hand it off to Partridge, and not much there for Noah Partridge. He gets a yard to the 47. There was a period the first few minutes of that second quarter where Staunton was really getting some chunk plays on Carlinville, but the Cavaliers have made an adjustment, and they have shored that up here as we've moved along. 3 minutes now for the third quarter. Second and nine for Sam Best and the Bulldogs. He will fake the inside handoff. He's going to give it to Abernathy coming around the end. That's not going to work. Flag comes out. Aaron Wills was there to stop that play in its tracks. Back at the 41-yard line, it's a hold on Staunton. Carl, they hold the point of attack, and Carlinville still blows it up in the backfield.
Boy, I almost not take the penalty. Take the 2 yards loss and down loss.
I think they're going to accept it, though. Move them back. Chad Eastley, though, Carl, he's a special teams guy. He's always thinking about that field position.
Field position.
And that hidden yardage, like, push them back. Push them back. Third and 22. Hand off to Dillon.
Ooh,
tripped up in the backfield. That was a great tackle over there. That was Robinson who got back there.
And that just was not a slow developing play and still lost 3 yards on it.
Well, Robinson was able to just, or check that. I think it was Robinson. He was able to basically get his arm right on the ankle of Dillon and get him down. Ball spotted at the 31-yard line. They need the Bulldogs to get to the Carlinville 44 to keep it alive. Third down and a country mile. Handoff. Right side. Wills throws it for a loss as that was Buffington on the carry, and Wills having none of it. Throws it for a 2-yard loss back inside the 30.
Been in the backfield quite a few times tonight as Mr. Wills.
He's had a big, big ball game. 105 seconds for the third quarter. Kufa and Siglock again will wait for the punt back inside their own 45. Braden Buffington, who's got away a number of nice punts here this evening, will look for another. Snap is back to him. Whistles are going to stop it. Nice high kick. But it took a Carlinville bounce, Carl. It hit at the 40 and had backspin and wound up at midfield. I'm starting glad that the whistle stopped that one.
Well, they would have caught it if there wasn't whistles.
Oh, fair point.
And returned it.
That's a fair point.
Wouldn't have got much return, though. That nice high kicks is what you want.
The 5-yard penalty on Staunton, a false start there. Going to move the football back inside the 25 to the 24.
Yeah, penalties were not that huge in the first half. But both teams have quite a few of them here in the second.
80 seconds for the third quarter. Play clock is running at 13. As Kufa and Siglock now waiting at midfield for Buffington's kick. It's a low kick. It's going to bounce at midfield. High hop right into the wickets of Siglock. Here he goes. At the 50. Makes a man miss. He's at the 30. Down the sideline at the 20.
Second
speed. Touchdown. A kickoff return and a punt return. Four touchdowns in the same game for Ethan Siglock.
I tell you, he was just fast, and then he turned on super fast right about the 25 and just went around people that had an angle on him and got around the corner for a touchdown.
Sensational from Siglock. About a 50-yard punt return there?
Yep. With the bounce, I guess bounce went back a few.
Oh, yeah, call 55.
55. The bounce
call
took
55.
It back.
55.
So special team yards, he leads everybody.
And
big
it's not
time.
Close. Duckles now on for the try. Snap back, hold down, kick up low, and powered through for the touchdown. 52 seconds to the third quarter. Carlinville leading Staunton 48-6. You know, Carl, we were talking about Chad yesterday and the special teams earlier. You think about, like, John Harbaugh in the NFL. He was a special teams guy.
Right. Right?
So many times coaches, if they're offensive coaches, they don't really have a handle or a feel on the rest of the team, or a defensive guy, vice versa, right?
Right.
Like, when you're a special teams guy, though, I don't know, I feel like somehow the mentality, you have a better handle of every aspect of the team, right? You're not worried about just the offense or just the defense. Like, in special teams, it affects everything. And when you see teams that do the special teams well, they usually do the other things well also.
Yeah, special teams wise, what do you say? 21 of the points are special team today. Two of them direct and one set up on an onside kick.
No, that's exactly right.
So, almost half their points are involved in special teams.
And this isn't, you know, maybe the number of points is higher than normal, but week in, week out,
key
their special
position.
Teams are a big factor
or getting the
in
game.
Their games.
Yeah, getting them. The offense going or defense going.
That was a high kick about head high, pulled out of the air by Zach Painter in a short return out across the 40 to about the 42. But you know what I'm saying, though?
Sure.
It's like, I think about an offensive guy, and you often hear, well, the defense is a wreck. Or a defensive guy, it's like, well, they're winning 3-0. They can't get any offense. But when your special teams, when your head coach is a special teams guy, I don't know, it just seems to me that everything else kind of falls into place. But what do I know? But, you know, all the talk
is
of Jim, all the talk of Jim
team?
Harbaugh.
Yeah.
You know, what's he ever done?
Right.
Look at Brother John. You know, the special teams guy. Mike Ditka. Special teams. There you go. It matters. Straight ahead with the run. Nothing going. But I've always thought, Carl, that is kind of the secret to Carlinville's success under Chad Easterday has been the special teams.
The extra edge.
Yardage, the extra edge, absolutely.
In every game.
Three quarters in the books. Carlinville leading Staunton 48-6. We'll come back with the money quarter following these messages on WSMI. Tim Eyes, Carl DeBar back here at Carlinville High School. Levi Ubel back in our WSMI studios, and we thank Levi very much for coming in tonight. This was the emergency call to the bullpen, Carlos.
I know.
And we Levi thank Levi for call. Being oh, there. Oh, boy, we do in a big way.
You got to have the emergency reliever.
Every team needs one. So we're going to have a running clock here in the fourth quarter. As Carlinville goes offside.
If we can get a play
but
started.
The clock hasn't started yet.
Yeah, I know. They can't get a play going, though. Yeah, I don't know. Both teams got a little sloppy here with these penalties because, you know, we was talking only three penalties in the whole first half, and now we've had several on both teams.
And not uncommon, I guess, when the score starts to get away.
That happens,
a
too.
A little bit.
But a lot of the just unforced ones. But semi-forced by best on a good hard snap count.
Second and four. For Staunton as they keep it on the ground and carrying far side. That's Sam Best on the keeper. Gets across the 50 to the Carlinville 49. Gain of about 3 yards, and the clock will run here in the fourth quarter. So Fighting Illini football tomorrow, 1:30 on 105.3. The Ox. Boy, do they need a win. My
Ooh.
Goodness gracious.
Well, I guess what? And
Purdue.
Of course, we were doing a game. So it was what was Purdue? Now Purdue this week. I mean, they lost 21-17, so they were in that Maryland game. But that's kind of sad.
Blew it late.
Yeah, that's not a good start, is it?
No. Cardinals haven't been blowing anything late recently. You can hear them right now.
Look out from behind.
92-9 is Best throwing deep and incomplete. Looking for Abernathy there. Had a step on his man Eaglehawk, but the ball was underthrown with that backside pressure coming.
Sam Best deserves an extra hour in the jacuzzi thing.
He's taking some big shots.
Oh, he got nailed again right when he released. Oh.
Those blind side shots.
From behind, yeah.
You don't brace for those.
And the one that caused the touchdown, that was just straight on with some distance. You know, guy gets a five-yard running head start and hits you when no one touching him. That's got to hurt.
Well, Carnival's got seven touchdowns, Carl. One kickoff return, one punt return, one fumble return.
Right.
Best from gun on fourth and two. They will hand it off. That is Dylan. Oh, what a nice move. He has the first down inside the Cavi 45 to about the 43. I like this kid, Carl.
Yeah. Let's see how many yards he get on that. We'll unofficially give him 100 if you give him 9.
I can't give him 9 on that, I don't think.
Okay.
Not close. I'll give him 5 on that. He'll have another crack at it, though. He's going to line up off left end here in the double wing set. They'll motion Abernathy. They will hand to Partridge straight ahead, and not much there as he ran in to a blue wall in the form of Colton Robinson. .940 for the ball game. Oh, Camden Noggle. Darren Deneve always on top of it. 9.5 minutes for the ball game. Well, little details about cameras being on in the right location. Just details. Here's Best on the keeper running off left in inside the 40 to the 37. In all seriousness, though, we must thank our athletic directors for all that they have been going through here during this last year. Plus, talk about the officiating shortage. Well, those headaches fall right on the athletic directors trying to get officials for these ball games, and we must thank each and every one of them. Maybe we don't thank Darren, but we'll thank the rest of them. We'll thank the rest of them. The rest of them do a dynamite job. I don't know what Darren does all day around here. I don't know. We'll try to figure that out. I obviously kid. Darren is fantastic. He does a great job here at Carlinville. 8:45 for the ball game. Play clock at 1, snap just away in time. Here's Dylan. This will be 100 yards inside the 25, drug down inside the 20 at the 17. And, Carl, there is a 100-yard night for Jacob Dylan. We'll call that a gain of 20.
That'll put him over to a 100 and
every carry he's made, Carl,
yards.
He has ran with a purpose. and finish with authority.
Let's give him a nice 116 for the day. And maybe more with time here.
Best brings the Bulldogs to the line. 8 minutes for the ball game. Sam Best straight back in the pocket. Throw
good
short
pass.
Catch is made. Outside the 10-yard line. Still not down on the ground. Where is the whistle? My goodness, for the forward progress. Got drove back 7 yards with no whistle. That's ridiculous. Abernathy with the catch. What are you doing?
I was waiting for that. I mean, come on. There's four Cavaliers to one. So,
I mean,
he's not going to break it.
No. My goodness. 7.5 minutes for the ball game. Next week for Carlinville, they will be at Southwestern. A game we'll have live for you right here on WUSMI. Handoff left side goes to, I think that's Dillon. Stacked up at the 10, nowhere to go. Nope, that was not Dillon. That was.
Don't have that one.
That was one of the freshmen on the roster that I didn't think I needed to bring.
There you go.
Brilliant on my part, eh?
Hey.
7 minutes for the ball game. Don't worry, Darren's on top of it again. I know the number. It's still not on there. That's truly a Pete Jackson right
Pete
there.
Pete Jackson again.
Two rosters is not on either. 6:45 for the ball game. Best from shotgun. Abernathy off left wing. They will motion a man. Now they're going to go the other way with Abernathy. It's a race towards the pylon. Turns it up. Touchdown for the Bulldogs.
Well, the running game, like I say, Tim, has been there throughout the night, just not consistent enough to keep drives going. This is the second good drive the Bulldogs had, and they score again. But they're on their way back, like you say.
You can see it,
can't you? The defense really played very well against the Cavaliers' running game.
You just see flashes here for Staunton. You can just see that good things are around the corner. It never happens as quickly as you want to when you're down, you know, Carl?
No. Well, like I say, football is not a easy progress.
No.
It's not a, okay, we'll be good next year. But just doesn't work that quickly.
With the first year here with this Bunker Hill Co-op and Bunker Hill sending, you know, workable numbers for Staunton, the program is headed in the right direction. Now the Bulldogs are going to have to take a timeout. They had some personnel issues on the extra point try. 6:27 for the ball game. Carlinville leading Staunton 48-12. We'll come back to Carlinville High School following these messages on WUSMI. Aberley's extra point up and good right through the heart of the uprights to make it 48-13. Carlinville with 6:27 to play in the ball game. Cardinal baseball right now from Wrigley Field. FM 106.9 and 92.9. Cardinals are leading, I think, 9-3 bottom five with a 7-inning game, but I think the Cubs have the bases loaded with nobody out.
Ah. Well, you got to worry about little Cardinal pitching. They've actually had to use a lot of bullpen here. Plus, it's a doubleheader.
And
this game was all bullpen.
So hard to sweep a doubleheader, Carl. And I don't care
sure.
if it's a 7-inning game or a 9-inning game, but they are in position to do just that. And if they do, it'll be 14 straight wins. And how about this? 15 would be a franchise record. John Lester on the mound in Wrigley against the Cubs to give the Cardinals a franchise record winning streak. How about that? You can't make that up, can you?
Is he going to do that quick?
He's scheduled to start tomorrow. Last I saw, he was scheduled to start tomorrow. Think about that.
Hard to imagine. Well, he did pitch the first game against Milwaukee, didn't
he?
He started the – which I was going to be happy with a split there.
Oh, I think everybody
Milwaukee.
Was, yeah.
I say, well, we need to split because we'll lose ground
with
the lead. But they pulled off the miracle.
You can't legitimately think about a four-game sweep in that spot.
No, you would not expect a four-game because Milwaukee had not clinched yet and still hasn't.
Cody Aberle has his little squibber get all the way back to Sidlock inside the 20, and Ethan's going to be slung down right into the official.
Boy.
Cody Urey had a fistful of jersey. They were standing on the white, Carl, and he slung Sidlock around right into the side of the official.
Yeah, good way to get a yellow flag in the face, wouldn't you think?
I don't know. Like, with this crew, I'm not sure what you would have to do to get flagged for a late hit out of bounds. Because we have seen several plays, Carl, that have ended out of bounds and no flag. And as a general rule, I'm fine with that. But but you just don't usually see
it. Hey, when they throw the player into you, though, that's when you're going to throw that flag. If you're ever going to throw
it. One would think. Yes, if it doesn't come out there, it ain't coming out.
Wasn't nothing violent, though.
Not at all. New quarterback in. That's Rex Reels for Carlinville. As Staunton's defense able to stack that running play up right at the 25.
You know, a lot of that's the high school kids. They want to get the other guy down. And, of course, the high school kid doesn't want to go down even though the play's over. That's how it continues on sometimes.
Yeah, it's usually a two-party situation there, yes. Luke Daugherty with the carry there for Carlinville. We approach the five-minute mark of the ball game. Running clock here in Carlinville. High shotgun snap. Rex Reels knocks it down with one hand. Now he's going to tuck and run, and he takes a shot at the 25. Hit made there by Sean Fleming. He crawls. I look across the way. A cop has had somebody pulled over for a long, long time. Long time.
Long time.
That can't be good for the gentleman in that car. He's been stopped. What about the whole fourth quarter? 4:35 for the ball game. Rex Reels, trip receivers to the right. He will hand it off to Daugherty. Luke finds a little seam right up the gut, and he's able to carry out across the 30. Stood up at the 34. 4:20 for the ball game. Scores tomorrow morning. Spotlight on Sports 7:30 here on FM 106 and Sports Saturday 9:03 right here on WSMI. Next week, Carlinville at Southwestern. Pizza Man pregame show live at 6:30 here on WSMI. For Staunton next week, they will be hosting Vandalia for the fourth week of their gauntlet. And it's just funny, like, the way it works out, like, for Carlinville. Do they get Greenville and Payne back-to-back?
Yeah.
Weeks 8 and 9. Here's a punt away from Duckles. That's a low kick. It's going to be fielded by Staunton, and that's Trace Trettinero. And Trettinero lost his footing a little bit, but is able to get out across the 35 to about the 37. 3 minutes, 25 seconds for the ball game. Carlinville going to improve to 4-1 on the year. Of course, their one loss at Vandalia, a late touchdown and two-point conversion. I think with about 2 minutes to go, that game was tied at 41.
Game you'd love to have back, obviously.
Carlinville and Vandalia, they've had some games over the years now. And it's usually not a 3 yards and a cloud of dust battle of field
41
goals.
41-46, those kind of games.
Yeah, when those two get together, it's going to take at least 6 touchdowns to win the game. Here is a handoff. Tripped up by his own man. That is unfortunate for Staunton right there. Flag comes out. Extracurriculars after the whistle. Pete Jackson got tripped up by his own man. Then after the whistle,
Pete Jackson.
We had one of the Carlinville linemen.
I think two different flags.
Personal foul on the Cavies. Just let the emotions get the better of them that time. That was Trenton Clevenger. He's getting an earful from Chad East today right now. Now the headset's off, and he's still getting the earful. Chad's going to get his point across. Now he just walks away. But you want to know why Carlinville's good year after year? It's 48-13, running clock hole, fourth quarter, 2 minutes left, and Trent Clevenger is hearing about it. You got to have accountability,
right?
No matter what the time and score is.
And you're bringing in your guys that are going to have to be contributing next year. And if they're failing in this part, they're not going to do well in any time.
No detail is left undone by Chad East today. He has every aspect of his program under lock and key. He's got it figured out here with the Carlinville Cavaliers. They don't do anything fancy, Carl. They just do what they do. They play Carlinville football, and week in and week out, they take care of business. New quarterback for Staunton, that's Kyler Softley. As Softley airs it out and incomplete, just overshot his man, Trettinero there. Thanks to all the fine folks here at Carlinville for their hospitality. Athletic Director Darren Deneve, Principal Pat Drew, the entire staff of folks here. They treat us so good every time we come into town, so we thank them for their hospitality. And it was senior night, Carl, so they had a lot of different moving parts going on.
They had a lot of stuff to take care of. Details. Great weather. Love that.
We'll take, what? We got 3 more weeks after this? 4 more? Yeah. We'll take 4 more weeks of this.
Absolutely.
And by the way, halftime tonight was the halfway point of the season. Just like that.
Right.
Halfway done. Here is Buffington on the run right. A flag comes out with 30 seconds left as Buffington is going to be forced out of bounds over there on the far sideline, and that very well could be the final play of the ball game. 18 seconds left with the win. Carthenville improves to 4-1. With the loss, Staunton will drop to 1-4. 48-13 will be the final. Carthenville wins it over Staunton here tonight. We'll take a break. We'll come back and wrap it up following these messages on WSMI. We'll take a minute's worth here. A minute's worth. We'll have the close ready.
No, at least the fifth's over.
Oh, good.
They scored one.
Better than five.
9-4, yeah.
Isn't that something?
Boy, you don't want to have to use the closer again.
No.
That'd be 3 days in a row.
48-13, Carthenville wins it tonight over the Staunton Bulldogs. And Carl, first, Carthenville, we talked about the special teams throughout the broadcast, but it was a huge, huge factor in the ball game tonight. Ethan Siglock, a 92-yard opening kickoff return. That's how the ball game started. And then a 55-yard punt return for Siglock at the end of the third quarter. That sent us to a running clock. In between that, a strip sack, scoop, and score. So, and we know what the offense does. So all three phases tonight contributed in
contributed
major ways.
Big ways, yeah. Siglock also picked up 77 yards in the air. So he had the typical all-around great game for the Cavaliers.
And when we look at Staunton here, you can just see that the process is building in the right direction. Austin Scherfe, a Staunton guy, he is all in with this program rebuild. And Carl, I know the final score says 48-13. The clock was running for the entirety of the fourth quarter. I saw a lot of positive things from the Staunton offense.
Absolutely.
Tonight.
Offense and defense. I mean, they did stop Carthenville in that third quarter. They kind of kept them down a couple times. But you had to like how Jacob Dillon runs for 116 yards in this Cavalier teams, and Partridge looked like he can move the ball a little bit too. So they got some weapons. The negative plays killed them offensively. And on defense, well, the Cavaliers are just that tough a lot of times.
You know, really outside of that first quarter, the Staunton defense did a pretty good job.
They handled them for a while.
Keeping the Carthenville offense out of the end zone for
right.
the most part. You know, they
made
them
punt.
They made them punt, you know, forced the turnover. So the future for Staunton, it's not now, but it's coming.
It's looking
coming.
Brighter.
It sure is. So Carthenville wins it tonight 48-13 over the Staunton Bulldogs. For Carl DeBar, I am Tim Mice. Thanks to Levi Ubelt for producing this action here tonight on WSMI FM 106. Your final one more time. The Cavvies beat the Bulldogs 48-13. We say good night from Carthenville.